of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Now, I want to mention Dale's website, anarchyinyourhead.com. It's a great comic. It's online, pretty much online only, though it does appear in select newspapers around the country. But anarchyinyourhead.com, you can go there and enjoy Dale's artwork. His comic strips are great. They're published twice a week, Wednesdays and Fridays. And they're free, of course. Though you do sell some great Anarchy in Your Head-based t-shirts and other products like that. So for those who want to help support Dale, you
and
can...
And some original designs sort of related to freedom issues.
And then you've actually been doing some hiring out, so people can actually hire you to do some artwork for them, to design things. And
although I am going to have to raise my rates.
Good.
I've been doing it too cheaply so far.
Well, that means you've got business, right?
I've got something of a portfolio built up now that I'm going to be putting online soon. So
excellent. So anarchyinyourhead.com, great comic website, but there's something that I think that you should ask our listeners to help you with.
Vote every day on a website called Top Web Comics. There's a button in the upper left-hand corner of the comic strip, a little blue button that says TWC for Top Web Comics. It's a really, really easy process. You click the button, and there's one more click just to prove you're not a bot.
Yep,
and
it's a little logic problem that you've got to figure out how to solve. But you only have to figure it out once, and then after that, it's fast.
It's like a logic problem that you need a 50 IQ to figure out.
Yeah, well, you're not making me feel real good here because I had trouble with.
It's okay, you're a minarchist.
There's a little thing just to make sure you're not automated, that you're a real person, and you just click to go to the site, and you click. One more time. There's no login, no email verification. It's very, very simple, but it does need to happen every day, or we get behind. All the rest of the comics keep getting votes for the rest of the month, and then we get bumped down. So.
Okay, so we've got Lee Doran still on the line with us here. He actually called at the very beginning of the show, and we put him on hold for an hour and a half as we took Sam. And
his cell phone's going to be getting hot at this point.
I hope he's not on his cell phone, but Lee Doran, the crasher-in-chief of Bureaucrash, throwing himself back into the fire here on Free Talk Live because we're pretty critical of your appointment to the Bureaucrash organization. We've been talking about your beliefs in the state and in taxation and things like that, and contrast them against Dale and I's position of voluntarism, which of course says that all people that are peaceful should be able to live their lives unmolested.
I'm arguing that he's not even remotely a minarchist. I mean, he doesn't seem like a small government advocate. He seems like a conservative government advocate.
Well, you had a question to that end about the military. Yeah. You want to go ahead and hit the question?
Yeah. Number one spending that the federal government does is the military, yes.
No, it's not.
What?
That's simply not true.
Okay.
If you look at the totals and the long-term liabilities of Medicare, Social Security, Medicaid, and Medicare Part D, that does trump the military.
Okay,
thanks
but so you're looking at the long-term expenses. So let's say
before you go on, Lee, you've made
a statement. Let me rebut that. Now, if I've got I buy a car that's worth $200,000, but my payments are only $200 a month, and then I spend $2,000 a month at the grocery store. Which one am I spending more money on?
Well, even short term, it's more. For Medicare, Social Security, Medicaid, and Medicare Part D.
Social Security isn't supported by taxes.
Are you combining them all for want to compare them against the military?
I do not pay Social Security.
Well, you're a small government advocate, yes? Small government?
Yes. Yes.
And how much, I'm just curious, how much do you think military spending should be cut?
I don't really have an opinion on that at the moment. I'd have to look at the budget.
It's a lot of money, and you're a small government advocate. You have no opinion about how much it should be cut.
Right, because I don't. We have to first. The first question you must ask is what do you want the military to do?
Well, what do you want it to do then, and how much do you think we can cut the military spending?
How many of the 131 nations that the military is in now should it remain in?
Probably less than 10, in my opinion.
So which one would you like it to stay in?
that would be depending on what the strategic needs were at the time. Look,
now, do we get to strategize?
Hold on. You have to at least have an understanding of the strategic national interest and the military interest before you can make an opinion on that.
The military's interest is in blowing people up.
I'll be totally honest. I don't have an opinion on that, and certainly that's not something I'd be pushing on Bureaucrash.
Okay.
What I will be promoting on Bureaucrash is less government, limited government.
You say that, Lee, but that's what I'm challenging you on.
See,
but this is very relevant to this notion
that you try another tack on this, Lee. I think that here's another tack. When you think about the military, it's half of the budget. Now, I understand you're saying that that's not true, but when you look at the taxes, income taxes, it's half of the money that we're spending right now. And when you look at a peace advocate, let's take Cindy Sheehan, for instance. She would grow the other half of the government, which is social welfare programs and things like that, and cut the heck out of the military. Do you think she's qualified to lead an organization like Bureaucrash?
It was breaking up a little bit. The question is, should Cindy Sheehan be in charge of Bureaucrash?
Right. I think that is a very relevant question, because the military is half of the federal budget.
The military is not half of the federal budget.
Let's assume in my crazy world that it is.
I will assume hypotheticals now. Assuming hypothetically that the military is half of the federal budget, then should Cindy Sheehan be in charge of Bureaucrash? I think we're getting into silly season here.
I agree.
No,
let's go back to Dale, because Dale was trying to make a point.
What's silly is that you keep throwing out rhetoric of liberty, small government, and things like that, but you can't. But your actual positions are not in line with that, and that's why I have issue. That's why I personally take issue with your role as Crasher in Chief of Bureaucrash. And I again think this whole no government versus small government debate is completely irrelevant and a straw man when you don't even seem to be a small government advocate, other than to throw out the rhetoric of it. You don't seem to be able to defend this position.
Totally honest, I would not be pushing. See, the thing is, you've been focusing a lot on my national policy, national security views, which I'm certainly not even going to be promoting on Bureaucrash. I mean, it seems to be more focused on me directly rather than what the options that I can bring for Bureaucrash in terms of expanding the organization and doing what I believe, at least in part, that Free Talk Live would be supportive of.
Let me tell you why. It isn't about you directly, Lee. I do take issue with your positions. There's no doubt about that. But the problem I have with you leading Bureaucrash is you keep using liberty rhetoric. You keep using libertarian rhetoric, and you are misleading people about what it means, because your personal views are not in line with that, and the kind of things you keep using those words. If you do stay at Bureaucrash, I really wish you at least say it's a conservative organization now, not a libertarian one, and don't dirty that word if that's not what you're about.
Right, clearly it doesn't seem like you're about crashing any particular bureaucracy. If it's the military bureaucracy, it doesn't sound like you're interested in crashing that at all. You're saying you're small government. I'm concerned that somebody's going to interview you, Lee, as the head of the organization. So I believe Pete and Jason probably did a handful of interviews in their tenure. Somebody's going to interview you, and they're going to say, well, what's this all about, crashing bureaucracy? What, do you want to get rid of the military? Oh, no, I would never get rid of the military. Well, do you want to cut the military? Oh, I don't know about that. I don't have any answers. I mean, that's not I don't want somebody like that representing me. You know, you're not even close to representing a small government viewpoint if you don't even have an opinion on whether the military should be out of the countries from around the world. I mean, even the founding fathers, who were certainly not small government guys, at least in comparison to Dale and I, even the founding fathers are more small government than you. They didn't want to get involved in other people's conflicts around the world.
Well, let me make one clarification. You said that I wouldn't want our military out of other countries. I clearly said, you made a statement there in 100 countries. I said maybe they would be in 10. You asked me which ones. I said I wasn't really sure. I didn't have an opinion on that.
Fair
enough. Thing is, I said that they would be taken out of, you know, the countries that they are. I just want to make an important point, though, is that, like I said, one, I'm not going to be focusing on national security issues, but let me turn the tables on you. In terms of, if I were to push a support, an idea like school choice, would that be unacceptable to you because it would be in the confines of a government?
Is it backed by taxes?
Is it backed
by taxes? Of course it would be unacceptable. Yes, if you're coercing people, if you're forcing people, if you're threatening people, in that if I don't want to participate, I'm going to get hurt. And that's where I'm going to go next. And we actually do have Dan in New Jersey on the line that wants to talk to you. He's waiting for you. We'll talk to you here in moments. More with Lee.
Alakeys.com is a community for self-learners. At Alakeys, You'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit Alekes at alekese.com. Again, that's alekese.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Okay. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including the live streams. We've got a broadband version, dial-up version, webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Now, SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment that money can buy. So your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner right at the top of freetalklive.com. And coming up later tonight, a special message from Jason Osborne from SACL CAI. We'll share that with you a little bit. But we go back to Lee Doran. He is the brand-new crasher-in-chief of Bureau Crash, an organization that I used to support, but now with Lee's appointment, I can no longer support the organization because Lee is not somebody who advocates liberty, and I can't support an organization that doesn't have a principled, liberty-loving person in charge of it. And we've just been kind of hashing all of this out with Lee. He's been a very good sport talking to us here over the last almost an hour at this point. People have been calling in. There are a number of calls on the line, and I do want to go to them, but first I want to make sure I get a chance to ask one question here. Mark, you've got your hand up. Go ahead, though, if you want to interject.
Well, Lee, I just wanted to point out here that I did look up during the break, and I was wrong, and I think it's important for a good talk show host to be able to say that when the time comes. I was wrong on the federal budget that's allocated towards the military. It's between 20 and 25%, depending on whether you include veterans' benefits and stuff like that. Apparently, it's closer to 50% on discretionary spending, which I did not make clear.
I appreciate that. That's what I was referring to.
Yep, it's clear. It's clear you're right on that, and I did not understand that, and so I wanted to make it clear on that.
So,
however, I would like to point out that though I am a minarchist like yourself, I am a very anti-war one because...
And that's understandable, and I respect those opinions, and those opinions will be respected on
bureaucracy.
I understand that I have a lot of friends who are not supportive of the Iraq war, and what I tell them, I mean, the thing that I find so funny is that people like Ron Paul are the type of people who respect other people's opinions. If you talk to Ron Paul, if you ever watch him actually have a conversation with people with whom he differs, he simply just says, well, look, that's your opinion. You know, if they don't agree with the gold standard or they don't agree with certain things, said,
yeah,
okay, that's your opinion.
But Lee, the difference is...
I will not be pushing any of my, geopolitical opinions on other people in any way.
But the difference between you and I, Lee, is you say you respect our opinions, but you would have us thrown in jail if we disagree with your opinions.
Not with everything.
If I decided tomorrow that let's say I decide that I don't want to fund the Iraq war, and actually I've already made this decision, but so let's say I withdraw my money from the federal government. I say I'm not interested in your services anymore. I don't want your Social Security. I don't want your IRS. I don't want your whatever the hell nonsense it is you're trying to force down my throat. I'm not interested. I am opting out. Goodbye. I don't want your services. I'm not going to pay for it anymore. What would you have done to me, Lee?
Well, as of right now, the law, and I follow the law. If you want the law changed, then you change the law. I happen to be somebody who believes in working within the system.
Sure,
and
you are.
If that's something, and I know that volunteers don't agree with that. Volunteers don't agree with it, that's fine.
You brought up a good question. You raised a good question. If I have a problem with the law, I should work through the system to change the law. What is my recourse if I have a problem with the system?
Well, one is political, one is with demonstrations.
No, that's the system I have a problem with. I have a problem with ganging up on other people to impose your will on them, and that's what I see democracy as. So if I have a problem with that system, what do I do about that?
Well, you have every right not to support the current laws. You have every right to encourage people to do exactly what you do.
Okay.
My personal view is that you should work within the system to change the law. But if other people on bureaucrats don't believe in that, that's fine.
But if Dale decides he doesn't want to work within the system and decides that he wants to opt out entirely from the system, you would support him being thrown in a jail cell. Is that right?
As of right now, with the tax system that we have, since that is the law, yes. Oh, but by the way, did Dale make that cartoon about me? Because that was hilarious.
Yes.
It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Yes, he did.
On his web. his website.
Anarchyinyourhead.com. So I just wanted to put, you know, make it clear, you have advocated throwing myself and Dale and Mark, perhaps if Mark were to opt out of paying for the war that he doesn't want to support, you advocate throwing us all in jail. And so that's why you don't agree with liberty. You're not even close to agreeing with liberty. So there's no way that I could possibly support your organization,
Lee, when he did the comic about me, he made me into a crazy looking monkey. So
The cartoon actually looked like me, which was the funny thing.
You look like a kid from one of the Wonder Years.
All right, some people say the monkey looked like Mark.
We got to get to these calls. There are a lot of people that have questions for you. Lee Doran, the Crasher in Chief of Bureau Crash, advocate of force, throwing your neighbors in jail.
Take the damn call.
Let's go to Michael in Slovakia. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live with Lee.
Oh, Michael, thanks. We've spoken actually in the past week, so I know who this is.
Yeah, hi, Lee. And Ian, I wanted to thank you for taking my call, actually, and pushing relentlessly the stance that you've been doing for the last hour.
Well, I've been doing it for the last several years, but go ahead.
I'm with you, man. Look, to the listeners, my name is Mike Gogolski. I'm a stateless ex-American, voluntary exile, living in Slovakia since 2004. I renounced my American citizenship in 2008 because I was tired of being associated with a massive criminal gang that steals from hundreds of millions of people in order to go out and kill hundreds of millions more. I've also been a member of Bureaucrash since, I don't know, middle of last year at some point. And I had attracted some attention there and also through my independent blog, nostate.com, by virtue of my principled stances.
So, do you have a question for Lee?
Yes. I have an introduction. One of the first things that happened when Lee came in as the new Crasher-in-Chief was that my profile was deleted. And the reason he gave later on for deleting it was that a person who renounced his American citizenship, I'm paraphrasing here, couldn't really be an advocate for liberty.
Oh, wow. Did you write that, Lee?
I'd just like to know how Lee responds.
He's paraphrasing it a little bit wrong, but I'll let him finish and then I'll respond. Hopefully, we only got about 3 minutes left to look.
How would you respond to that? So go ahead, Lee.
Okay, no. When I first got onto the website on Friday, a week ago, I think I spoke to you on Monday about this. Ironically so, removed certain things that I thought would make it impossible to have a grassroots activism movement. One were 9/11 truth videos. Another one happened to be Mike, who renounced his citizenship, and I personally thought that's going to make it impossible if everyone's renouncing their citizenship and basically getting out of all activism to then be activists. So I was wrong, and I put him back after I made that mistake, and I told him, explained what it does. But I didn't say it would be against liberty. I said it would be against any form of activism if immediately you remove yourself from all activism.
Reading Ray Keane.com about how to be activist without politics.
Yeah, I don't see renouncing citizenship as removing oneself from activism. I see that as activism.
I think Lee's learned a lot in the past few days.
But I think, he's at least honest enough to say he made a mistake. And, Mike, thanks for the call. I appreciate the long-distance call there. 800-259-9231. Still more calls for Lee. If you've got one, dial in. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeats are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything. 800-259-9231. This is SACL's CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are completely free. freetalklive.com. Features including updates. You get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. You know, I hope Mike from Slovakia calls us again sometime when we don't actually have a guest on the line. We can get into to his story. I know he's still out there listening because his story is very interesting. I spotted his blog, I think it was nostate.com, where he talks about renouncing citizenship and essentially existing as a stateless person. Because he apparently did not take Slovakian citizenship after he renounced the American citizenship. So he lives
That's
in
interesting.
A very interesting realm, if you will, political realm. And of course, I'd like to point out that there is no such thing as a citizen anyway, as Mark Stevens would point out at markstevens.net. That's M-A-R-C, markstevens.net. And Lee Doran is on the line with us, who does believe in citizens. Lee is somebody who is fairly in with the state. He describes himself as a small government guy, but it doesn't seem from the questions that Dale asked earlier that he isn't really that small government at all. But here he is, and he's with us, and he's been answering questions to the best of his ability, and he's been putting up with us, and that we certainly appreciate, Lee.
Kudos for that.
Well, as long as you do have good cartoons of me, that's fine.
Who knows? You may appear yet again. Dale's been known to bring back characters more than once. So, and by the way, the cartoon is available at anarchyinyourhead.com. It's the current one, right, Dale? The one that's up
there? Yes,
right?
The latest one.
You get your plug.
You better believe he does.
Sometime tomorrow, probably late tomorrow, there'll be a new comic, so... Okay. It'll still be there. You'll just have to back up.
So just we're going to get back to these calls. People have questions for you, and they've been waiting patiently. So just real briefly, the term citizen, for those that don't know, basically suggests that you owe some sort of duty, some obligation of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection by the government. And, of course, the government has ruled time and time again. The government's Supreme Court has said over and over again they have no obligation to protect you or obligation to provide you with anything. So, therefore, there is no way that that being a citizen could even be possible.
And we're obligated by the decisions of people who have been dead for over a century.
That's another interesting point. Let's go to Dan, who's been waiting in New Jersey to talk to Lee Doran, the new head of Bureaucrash. Dan, you're on with Lee on Free Talk Live. Dan, are you still there? Oh, I had the phone pot turned down. Sorry, you're there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm there. My question, there's been an awful lot of focus on Bureaucrash Social. For people that might not know, Bureaucrash Social is kind of the social networking site like Facebook or MySpace. And that's where all the Bureaucrash activists kind of get together and conspire and talk to one another and bounce ideas off one another and stuff. So there's been a lot of, since that's kind of like the face of Bureaucrash that everyone goes to and sees, there's been a lot of kind of focus on that. I guess I'm interested in what you think is going to actually happen with a lot of the Bureaucrash activism, because I was just going back through some of the Bureaucrash archives of past projects they've worked on, and like there's some of it that it doesn't sound like your principles are going to line up with, like the Tax Slavery Sucks campaign, and also some of the Bureaucrash contraband, like there's a sticker or a magnet of one guy pointing a gun at another guy's head, and under it says taxes equal violence. And since your principles don't line up with those ideas, I'm just curious what kind of change we're going to see in the kind of activism that Bureaucrash, the organization, is doing.
Well, let me first address the contraband and the stuff that you addressed, the slogans and everything. That's pretty much going to be going, most of it, in fact, all of it's going to be going back up, to the best of my knowledge. I mean, there might be one or two things that won't be. I don't know which ones. Yeah, we have to just look through them. In terms of your taxes equal violence, I've said taxes equal violence. The problem is that most of the people in America don't seem to recognize what they're actually endorsing when they support certain programs. That they are endorsing the violence, and they just don't fess up to what it is that they do. I at least take the step and realize what I'm doing and want to say, this should never happen. It should be as limited as possible if it is. If you're going to have a government funded by taxes, I prefer the fair tax because I believe it's the most voluntary out of all of them. In terms of what the activism on Bureaucrash should be, my goal is to keep Bureaucrash as it is, but add alternative options for people to get more active in their community, whether it is with school choice, even though voluntarists, I guess, are totally against school choice, or whether it is showing up.
No, we just
town hall
think your version isn't enough. Of
no,
it.
No, no. Voluntarists would be for real school choice, which would be free market education. Anyway, well, Dan, your response
to
that?
If you could figure out a way to overnight get rid of the teachers' unions, that would be awesome.
Well, we could just stop paying taxes, Lee.
I don't know how you could kind of get that strength.
Here's the answer. People find some courage and stop paying taxes to the gang. Then what are they going to do?
Okay, if that's a route that you want to take, then
you're damn right
it
is. You're damn right it is. Dan, go ahead with your thoughts.
Go ahead, Dan.
Dan, are you still there?
Yeah, it's just, I mean, I'm certainly still skeptical. I mean, all I can say is we'll see what happens. And, you know, I think that just like with the Libertarian Party, there's probably going to be a big shift in what Bureaucrash is doing. I just don't see how, you know, Lee is going to be able to lead an organization that's going to, you know, continue having the kind of message and products that Bureaucrash has had in the past. I mean, right now, you know, there's shirts up on Bureaucrash that say end the drug war. And, you know, anarcho-capitalists and stuff like that.
Let me clarify. I am not for the drug war. I've never been
for the drug war. Well, you're for the drug war for some drugs.
Oh?
Right?
No, really?
No, I'm not. I'm for legalizing all drugs. I'm glad that was brought up.
No.
You want the states to be able to make drugs illegal. So you want 50 small tyrannies instead of one large tyranny.
Is that true?
No. Let me clarify that, because this is important. I didn't even know this was a concern. My position on drugs is that they should all be legal. If I were living in any state, I would think they should all be legal. I think transition-wise, as Justice Brandeis said, states should be laboratories of experiments where people can prove to people that, look, we can have a society where we don't have the drugs. Portugal's worked with, for example, with decriminalization. I think that's worked brilliantly. But my personal view is they all should be legal. Milton Friedman had that idea. So did William F. Buckley had that idea. And that's my ultimate goal. But I think transition-wise, federalism, I think, solves most of this problem of people's concern of kind of how can we best bring the public along to the idea that it does work.
Thank you, Dan, for the call.
And allowing people to point to certain areas where, look, it is working. I think that's the best way to kind of pull everyone across the finish line of saying this is how we best achieve that.
Some people might say all or nothing.
I just look at the practicality of it through federalism.
Some of the most sensible things you've said so far tonight, Lee. Let's continue and take more calls here. Rich is on the line in New Hampshire. You're on with Lee Doran from Bureaucrash.
Well, Rich. speaking of legalizing drugs, I was watching YouTube last year. This is during the primaries, and there's a YouTube of Mitt Romney.
I know which one you're talking about.
Oh, you do? Okay. So
which one? Go ahead and tell us.
Okay. He's meeting and greeting people. This paraplegic comes to him, and this is on camera, and he says, sir, I'm paraphrasing. He says, I have some sort of disease. He names a disease, and I rely on marijuana to live. Would you throw me in jail for smoking marijuana? And Mitt Romney's answer was, I don't believe in medical marijuana. And he turned his back on the guy and went on smiling and shaking hands with other people. And it may have been the cameraman or just a guy reporting or something. He said, sir, he just asked you a question. Aren't you going to ask his question? And he said, I think I've already answered it. And he just went on from there.
I think he may have actually said something about the artificial marijuana, and the guy explained that doesn't work for him, and then he said, I'm not for...
Well, it sounds like you remember more than I do, but the reason I bring this up is because...
It was a shocking video for me, just to be able to watch him
just
do
the callousness, the rudeness and the callousness of that man.
Right, and a few days ago, I heard Lee say that he voted for Mitt Romney in the primary last year.
He did say that. Would you give a question for him, Rich?
Well, I guess if I were to put that in the form of a question, it would be, have you changed your mind since then, or what were you thinking?
Good question. Lee, we'll let you answer it here in a moment. It's 800-259-9231. Actually, if you're on the line, we'll do our best to get to you. If you're not on the line, you probably shouldn't call.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone go and fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or dishonestmoney.com.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carbacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code iodine at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything, although we are taking calls for Lee Doran, the head of Bureaucrats.
You could bring up Bureaucrats.
Crasher in Chief. When we do have special guests on the line, we do tend to take those calls first. But technically, you still can't call in about anything. And we do have some calls on the line that are unrelated, so we're going to try to burn through these. If you've got a question for Lee Doran, please make it as brief as possible. And Lee, hopefully, will keep his answers as brief as possible so we can get to as many people in these remaining moments as possible. And it is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com, get a whole list of things that you can do to help get the show on more radio stations, get more internet listeners on board. promote.freetalklive.com. If you want liberty in your lifetime, don't miss the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, June 25th through the 28th, in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire. Join hundreds of liberty-loving people for a weekend of freedom and fun. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C, porkfest.com. In fact, I've got a special message from Jason Osborne at SACL CAI. As you know, last year, Free Talk Live is broadcasting live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We'll be broadcasting live this year. And, of course, Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL. And Jason is such a huge supporter of Liberty and a huge supporter of Free Talk Live that he came out to the Pork Fest last year and set up the Fun Tent. And the Fun Tent was legendary. And it's going to be legendary because this year there is no Fun Tent at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. However, Jason has told me that I can announce that during Free Talk Live broadcast times for the amplifiers who hang out during the show, because normally when we do our show, there are some seats that we'll set. There's some seats set up, and people can come around and gather around and watch the show and chat with one another and hang out and, you know, drink and enjoy one another's company and that sort of thing. And so this year, hanging around the Free Talk Live broadcast area, if you are a Free Talk Live amplifier, will mean you will have access to the SACL CAI, for lack of a better term, fun bar. I'm not sure if he's come up with a name for what he's doing yet, but it will only be available to Free Talk Live amplifiers.
We need some kind of term for like this mobile unit that will be really high tech and cool, and we need an acronym.
I'll leave that up to you, Dale.
I'll work on it.
You can figure that out, or yeah, work with Jason. But so Jason will be there, and there will be alcohol provided during Free Talk Live only to Free Talk Live amplifiers. So very cool. I really appreciate him doing that. I know it was something he was talking about last year after the fun tent, because there were some people that came into the fun tent and kind of took advantage of the fun tent. I mean, he paid for the beer and the alcohol, and he didn't complain about it. But I think he wanted to reward the people that support the things he supports instead of just having anybody show up and getting free alcohol. So you do have to be a Free Talk Live amplifier. I don't think we figured out how we're going to check that. Maybe we'll print out a database or something like that and make sure that you're to cross check basically to make sure you are who you claim to be. But basically, you're going to get free alcohol if you're an amplifier at Porkfest. All right, so we move on here and take your calls. We've got Lee Doran on the line. He is the Crasher-in-Chief, the new Crasher-in-Chief. Much controversy surrounding his appointment at Bureaucrash. I am talking about pulling my membership from Bureaucrash on Monday if he's not removed, because I can't support an organization, I can't promote an organization that isn't actively promoting a true pro-liberty position, and it's not going to be that way under Lee's tenure. So we bring him back on to answer your questions, because you've got them. So let's talk to, or actually, wait, you didn't get to answer Rich's question earlier. He asked you,
because I want to answer the,
how you feel about Mitt Romney.
The fact that first of all, Bureaucrash will not be promoting any candidate's name in any shape or form, so I'm not speaking for Bureaucrash when I say this. The only reason why I voted for Mitt Romney, because I thought he was the best of the bad alternatives at the time.
You thought Ron Paul was a bad alternative?
What?
You thought Ron Paul was a bad alternative?
I didn't personally think that. I thought Ron Paul could serve the country better as a representative, and I didn't think he would be a very good president in terms of the roles of the executive branch.
You're even losing minarchists at this point. I mean, at this point, by eschewing Ron Paul, you are basically you're going to alienate your minarchist supporters.
My whole point was that I didn't think minarchists were with him anyway. But
apparently.
Okay.
Now they have
And the thing is that let me talk, I'm not going to defend Mitt Romney. I mean, I thought his health care plan was crappy. I thought a lot of his ideas were crappy. I just thought at the time, you know, look, the way I vote is certainly very often in conflict with my views. And the only way to get someone that perfectly agrees with me is for me to actually run for office. And so until I run for office, I'm not going to be, you know, the people who our politicians that I do choose to vote for are very often not going to stand for all the policy positions that I stand for. I certainly stood for Ron Paul's economic positions over essentially everyone. And if it was my first choice, I would have preferred Fred Thompson over Mitt Romney.
Fred Thompson didn't advocate shutting down the Federal Reserve.
No, he did not support shutting down.
I'm glad that you acknowledge your representative government is impossible.
But I read Money Mischief by Milton Friedman, and I'm not very sure. I think we have to discuss what particular metallic standards we're going to use before we go ahead and do something like that.
Well, I don't think we need to do anything. I think that shutting down the Federal Reserve would be the way to go and let the marketplace take care of it.
Mises even disagreed with Hayek on that issue on what you do at that point. And so I think that if Ron Paul wants to push the gold standard, I think he needs to explain to people that there are different types of metallic standards and exactly what the trade-offs are and the means that this would be done, because
I wasn't asking about Ron Paul, Lee. How about you? Do you want to shut down the Federal Reserve?
Not yet.
When do you want to shut down the Federal Reserve?
What?
When do you want to shut down the Federal Reserve?
When it's shown and it's almost close to that point. I mean, I've read Thomas Wood's Meltdown and everything, and I've read Rothbard's Case Against the Fed. I think that we're close to the point where it's going to create endless inflation for the sole purpose of funding the government without the means of telling people through fiscal means that they're going to tax people. And when it gets to that point that that's the sole purpose of what the Fed's going to do,
objection to the fact that they just print money out of thin air, backed by nothing, no problems there?
Oh, of course I do. It's almost unprecedented for all of history, essentially, you had at least some, the fiat money was only used.
But in no rush. You're in no rush to actually get rid of them. Okay, let's continue here and talk to Mike in let's go to Mike in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Mike, Wisconsin?
Hey guys, this isn't in relation to the current interview, but I called last night talking about the health care.
Tell you what, we're going to have to put you back on hold. It's a real crappy cell phone. We'll do our best to get back to you. I apologize for that. Let's go quickly to Zach Fix. Zach, are you still involved in Bureaucrash, or are you formerly a Bureaucrash at this point?
I am still technically registered on the site, but I am encouraging everyone to take a step back and resign now, because this whole thing isn't Lee's fault.
I'm waiting till Monday. I said I was going to do it Monday. I figure I'd give him a week to figure this out. Some people are saying wait a month. I say a month is way too long. Zach, you're saying resign now. I'll be making a public announcement on Monday night show as to if I have resigned. And the only thing that's going to stop me from resigning is if Lee all of a sudden discovers what Liberty's all about and embraces it, or if they replace
him. I think he's taken some steps down that road in the last week.
Maybe. I don't know. It's
not about Lee. CEI has said, you know, they hired this guy. They knew what he was about. This is them saying this is where they want to take Bureaucrash, and they own the Bureaucrash brand. And
I don't expect them to do anything.
Yeah.
Pardon?
I said I don't expect CEI to change anything, so I fully expect to be resigning my membership on Monday.
Right. So that's why Jason, Pete, and I have stepped back, and we're exploring other options. You know, a lot of people on Bureaucrash Social have started a group and promoting a group to encourage me to, or CEI to select me as Crasher-in-Chief. And I want to make it known to all of those people and all your listeners that given the job offer right now, I'm not trying to take Lee's job. I don't want it. Because CEI doesn't love Liberty and wants to turn Bureaucrash into something it isn't, the Young Republican.
That certainly seems like a reasonable conclusion to come to based on what they're doing. I mean,
I wish him the best of luck.
It's Lee. You're not a bad person. I just don't think, I think you really hit the nail on the head, Zach. I mean, this is the direction Bureaucrash is going to take. It's not going to end Bureaucrash. Bureaucrash is just going to be something else. It's going to be something that's been done many times before,
Lee,
a conservative organization.
Zach, thanks.
It's not Lee's fault.
Thank you, Zach, for the call, and thank you for the clarification. And I guess the good news is that if you're not going to be the president of Bureaucrash, you might be able to move to New Hampshire sooner.
Hopefully.
Thanks, Zach. We appreciate it. All right, Lee, you've got about 30 seconds. Get some final thoughts in here. And Mark, I think, has one quick question.
Yeah, so. I just
why don't I go to the question first, because then I can have knowledge.
Okay, go ahead.
My question is, so Lee, there are, what, 200 people out of the 3,000 or so on the Bureaucrash social site that are standing against you being Crasher-in-Chief. How are you going to handle that going into the future?
Very easily. I mean, within one day, I gave a YouTube shout-out for my How the World Works channel, and I already have, 100 friends in under, 24 hours of people who, know who I am, know that I stand for liberty and are very supportive of me. And a lot of the people on Bureaucrash...
Except you don't stand for liberty. That's what we determined here.
Okay,
you got about 20 seconds, Lee.
I don't have time for it.
You got 20 seconds to give your final thoughts, whatever those are. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll give my final thoughts. My final thoughts are, you can tell by my willingness to come on the phone and willingness to talk to people that I do have a leadership ability, and I can offer more options to people than what they currently had in the promotion of liberty, and I encourage people to at least be patient and allow bureaucrats to do what it's always done, which is the promotion of liberty. You may not agree with all my personal views, but I hope you'll come in and join Bureaucrash and share.
Thank you, Lee. I appreciate your time tonight. I, for one, will be resigning Bureaucrash on Monday. We'll see you. See ya. FreeTalkLive.com.
AlecEase.com is a community for self-learners. At AlecEase, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit AlecEase at AlecEase.com. Again, that's AlecEase.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.